This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour, here we are to celebrate and innovate and organize your day. This is the DJV way for you to work into your mind some of the things that are going on, perspectives from three unique, well, four actually. I think I'm unique, and I think Jennifer's unique, and Victoria's unique, and Kara's unique. So we're here to be unique. People in the news, Ronda Rousey was on, I don't know if you saw this or not, Jennifer, the WWE Raw debut. She signed a deal on Sunday, showed up on Monday, and the usual stuff. I actually, flipping through the channels last night, I saw her come on and do her throw the big guy around on the table routine and then go after Stephanie McMahon and the usual nonsense with the evil eye and grab the microphone and yell. So, anyway, I wonder if anybody else saw it, what they thought. Was slapping Stephanie McMahon around, and then McMahon was slapping her around. It's so foolish. The stuff that they do is just so trite. But yet, to a point, I guess it's entertaining. The people in the crowd were yelling, the placards everywhere. You'd think you were at a political convention with all the signs they were having. Rousey wins and stuff. It's really, she's made a name for herself, no question about it, and probably will be one of the smartest things the McMahons have done for a while, because how many other people were household names before they actually got there? You know,
that's true.
When you think about who, as like John Cena and The Rock, those people, and I don't know about women wrestlers, but they, you know, there's nobody who had the cachet that she does. I hope they're paying a lot of money, because she'll bring a crowd. Anybody have anything else to say about that?
No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
It was something she always wanted to do, and she
talked
a lot about. Yeah,
this was
sort of fulfilling, I guess, a dream for her, and I think, as you mentioned, it's really, really good for the WWE, too.
Yeah, it's got to be a big payday for her.
How
much do these people get paid? How much? What are these guys that are usual wrestlers and women? What do they get paid?
I think the top stars make a lot of money because they have a lot of branding opportunities, merchandise. They also get put in some of the WWE films and that sort of thing. Look how many movie stars have come from the WWE.
John Cena's doing great. Yeah, he's doing a lot of stuff now.
He's
very likable.
At first,
I don't know that I thought The Rock was likable the way he was playing things, but Cena has that smile and he has a very nice presence about him. I think he comes across very well.
But they also work really hard, and what's unclear to me, I would imagine she has to do the full schedule that all the other wrestlers do, but these people go on tour and they're working at least 4 or 5 days a week. They're working local events that are not televised, and then they have at least one or two television events every single week. So
they do.
Is
everybody out on stage all the time? How many are there of these people?
They actually have two different camps. They have the Raw people and they have the SmackDown people. They divided it into two different kind of camps, I guess would be the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
So they all go on tour at different tracks, and they have their live events on a certain day, and then they have their TV events on a certain day. So I think it's a pretty aggressive schedule, and for the money that they make, especially for the people that are not John Cena and The Rock, but who are the day-to-day stars, I think they get paid a lot, but I also think they work pretty hard for it.
Yeah, and how did they keep in shape to get from getting hurt? Because they get thrown around, and I think some of those people actually, don't you get hurt once? Some people have died.
People have died in the ring because they try these tricks or they jump off. Owen Hart was one that comes to mind. He was trying to jump off the rafters and body slam someone, and he died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like tough stuff, frankly. All right, other names in the news. Bill Cosby's daughter, Ensa, has died. She was 44. She passed away from complications of renal disease. Renal disease. What's renal? Is that your
kidneys?
Yeah, it is. Kidney failure or something. This is very unusual. Ensa was one of the few who stood up for her father during the trials. Cosby lost another child about 30 years ago. His son,
Ennis, I believe was his name.
Yeah, he was shot during a robbery in L.A. So anyway,
very tragic. The stuff going on in this family, whether you believe Bill Cosby, you don't believe Bill Cosby, whatever it is, losing two children, having all of these legal things going on.
Yeah. What kind of karma? It's karma. If you get to the concept of karma, isn't it? Isn't that where that stuff comes from?
I don't know. There's a lot of bad people who do a lot of bad things, and they don't have to lose two of their kids. That's really...
All right, so here's something good. I want to hear a story about Gary Dosmagin, who's 69 years old, a person that none of you have ever heard of before, and you probably will never hear from him again. He retired yesterday, and I'm reading his story. He, last year, was involved in a melee. He's been working for almost 40 years at a daycare center here in Madison, Wisconsin. Yeah, Madison's where I am, right? Am I in Milwaukee? No, I'm in Madison.
You're in Madison.
Remember where I am. So this guy has been at this school. He was a teacher in a public school, and then he sort of took over managing, running this private school, and has been running it for 40 years. And he just retired. And he was given an honor. One of the reasons he decided to retire is because he had an altercation with some guy who came into the school with a meat cleaver. And he now this. So this in the era, I guess I'm telling the story in part because this is the era of these the excuse makers for not going into. By the way, I've heard more excuses, and I almost was swayed yesterday to Israel's point of view about the police, because I read an op-ed piece from a police officer who said we shouldn't be judging. And I was thinking to myself, am I prejudging these guys? You know, I said a lot of stuff yesterday on the air about sheriffs, especially in Florida, what a bunch of flat-footed boobs most of them are, because they really are. They wannabe police officers. They've helped the political campaign of the sheriff. And, you know, these people are not appointed. They don't go through school. They just, if the sheriff likes them, he hires them. And, I mean, that's all you have to have in Florida to be a sheriff's deputy. You just have to be a friend of the sheriff. That's it. You don't have to go to school. You don't have to learn how to... No, nothing.
No academy or anything?
Nothing. No, nothing.
Seriously?
So, yes.
That's like, what's that old show? Like, Barney Fife? Like, really?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, right. So, I'm listening to... And you just brought up something, I think, Jennifer, about the Jake Tapper interview with Israel on CNN on Sunday, and I even saw a reference. Sean did, when I say Sean, I mean Sean Hannity, did an interface on the Jake Tapper, and it didn't very often you hear somebody on Fox say something good about somebody on CNN, but Sean had the interview and was talking about what Tapper got out of him, and Sean is, like Jennifer, is really supportive of the police, and he was going after this guy Israel. And the business about questions whether they really should have gone in or not. They had guns, and this guy had a rifle. They only had a little, what do they call those little Saturday Night Special? What do they call those little guns with the snouts on them? No, they didn't have Glocks or something like that. They had guns.
But they had something, and they had training, and they were armed, and there are so many questions that need to be answered. And I think what bothers me more than anything is that this Sheriff Israel last week in the town hall was brutal. He was so contentious with the NRA, blaming the NRA for this shooting. Yeah. And look, whether you like the NRA or you don't, I don't really care. But when you have a sheriff who has his own explaining to do, it seems a bit it seems unauthentic for you to be firing at an organization that really had very... That's right.
Yeah.
And then you have this sheriff on Jake Tapper's program on Sunday who, again, has this tone, well, I did everything right, and it's amazing leadership, and I don't think that I would do anything different. Well, you've got 17 people in the ground. And so if we're being honest here, I think everybody who's a decent human being would say, gosh, maybe there is something. They should be at least in their questioning tone. Gosh, maybe there was something we missed or we did something different. And then when all this evidence mounts up that stuff under your leadership wasn't right, these missed calls, the promise program, and then Of course, the fact that you had armed deputies standing outside a building, well, of course you should have a different tone. There's actually a new report out right now that's saying even the EMT services, emergency medical services, wanted to enter the building to start attending to the victims of the school shooting, but they were denied by the law enforcement in charge, which was the Broward County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
Give me a break. And then to have this tone that you did everything right, just show some humility. It's
hubris the guy's got.
It's disheartening. Yuck.
Well, it shows you when people have too much power and unchecked, there's no laws in Florida about the sheriff, the governor. Nobody's got any control over people. How the hell these guys got, how this law got passed in the first place? It's way over, I've said this 100 times, way overpopulated with police improperly in Florida. So let's just move ourselves around into the mind of the students, the mindset of the students that went back to the scene of the crime. The high school opening up this week, a lot of controversy as we've all been talking about what to do about guns, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But put yourself in the place of the staff or the students or the families that send their children back into this school that kind of maybe some could just be okay with it. I don't know what would you think if you were going to school there, all this stuff happened, and you're going to go back into the classroom where all the shooting in the hallways of the school, where all the shooting took place. That school in Connecticut, what's the name of the town?
Sandy Hook.
They tore it down. And so in this circumstance, is that what needed? How do you get, I don't know the answer, I'm just asking as a reflective sort, what do you think? I was just thinking to myself, what would it be like if I had students, children that would go into a school like that? I wouldn't be going back there. I'd be moving, going somewhere else.
Hi, friends. It's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diane is hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Awareness and common sense go a long way on a boat. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to avoid violating basic boating etiquette next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
Dive boat etiquette is about safety and respecting the crew and your fellow divers. First, ask for permission to board before just jumping on deck and setting up your gear. Once you do, keep it clear of walkways and stowed out of the way. And pay close attention to the briefing. You may have heard it before, but that doesn't mean everyone else on the boat has. Dive into Dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Kosick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Murphy Brown, 23 and change after the hour. Wow, what's the story here? DJV time is a time for a look at some entertainment news with Victoria and Jennifer and Kara. So the cast of Murphy Brown, all of them, have signed on to bring it back. Faith Ford, I love this guy's name, Regalabuto. Joe Regalabuto? Huh?
No, that's his name. Sounds delicious.
Yeah, well, you'd recognize him if you saw him, if you don't remember his name. Grant Shout, all are going to return to reprise, is it reprise or reprise? Which do we prefer?
It's your choice. People say reprise. It either way.
I say reprise, but...
Yeah. The guy who played Jim Dial has not signed on. Charles Kimbrough, what's going on with him? It's not like everybody knows who he is, and he's got such a great career going. Why didn't he just...
I know, right? He was great on the show. He was the stiff... Yeah, he was the super stiff older guy who was like a Walter Cronkite type, you know? Right. Like, he had that kind of voice. So, maybe he's just too old.
I read a story...
He was old then, so...
Really, the L.A. Times had a story I read on the plane on Sunday coming out here. And it was really... It was an overview of Murphy Brown's career, of Candace Bergen's career. And it was really quite good. She's now not only doing this sort of stuff, she's doing still a lot of acting. She's in her early 70s. But she's also designing bags. She's got some kind of designer bag line. And it started a number of years ago. Her daughter brought home a bag from school and asked her mother, somebody at school had asked if she would sign it. And she didn't sign it. She put a design on it. And then somehow or other that took off. And so now she's designing bags, which is, I guess if you want to have fun, she gives the money to some charity. That's a good therapy probably for her. So anyway, back to Murphy Brown. They've given it a 13-episode order. And so it'll be on the air starting next January. She is going to, she's very, actually pretty excited about it. She said it was the best time of her life in this interview. I think they had 9 seasons out of it, won all kinds of Emmys.
All the attention it got when it was on.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of the groundbreaking shows, I would think.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, because she dared to be a single mom. Remember that?
Right.
Like, was so, she was a wardrobe.
Is that what got you? What carries the day with you for Murphy Brown? Why is everybody excited about, from your perspective?
I didn't like it and I didn't watch it. But it was a groundbreaking show.
I didn't
pay me. But I never
it wasn't my cup of tea, but I was very young, too, so I think it's probably because I was pretty little.
I remember
towards the very end, like in 1997, 98, when it went off, like I remember it was my grandfather's favorite show. I remember that. He loved this show, yeah.
What were the run dates of Murphy Brown? What were the run
88 to 98.
Thank you. Isn't that good? That was really good, Victoria.
Yeah.
That was really good. Very good. So I liked her when she was in Boston Legal. Kind of snarky. She's
kind of a B, right?
Her role. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she started as an Arjun when she was 17. Much like this girl that's in that movie we were talking about over the weekend. What was it called? FaceTime?
No, Every Day.
Every Day, that was it.
I don't even know where
every
he
time you talk things. About this movie, you're like, you come up with a different name. What is it called again? McDonald's?
That'd be a wise guy. Joan Baez is in the musical news because she says she's going to quit. Really? She's got a new run of concerts in our country in Canada. She's very popular in Canada. For a lot of obvious reasons. She's going to stop formally touring. She's like 77 or something. I don't know. But close to that.
Is she that old?
She is. She starts in September in Ithaca, New York. Goes to November in Oakland. She's got an upcoming album called Whistle Down the Wind, which is out in a few days. A digital copy can be downloaded. Tickets on sale for the tour March 2nd as well. So that's interesting. She's a very interesting character, actually. Yeah, somewhat political, you think? 28 after the hour.
I'll go to hell. I might as well be whistling down the wind.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Four minutes after the hour. This is the DJV Experience with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're just laughing. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, for those who may not recognize my voice or who the heck is this guy? All right, I was just laughing to myself about you weren't listening, Jennifer. So I'm hungry and I haven't had my breakfast yet, and I thought that I should have had my breakfast by now. So I go to the phone, I pick up, I call down to the restaurant, and I'm sort of chewing the guy out, and I say, yeah, you guys aren't too punctual. What did I say, Kara? I think I said something.
You guys aren't too good at breakfast, huh?
That was literally how he didn't even say hello. He just said, you guys aren't too good at breakfast, huh?
Is that how you answered the door?
No, that's how he called them.
He wasn't
them.
Here.
You called,
called them.
Room service and
I called
said
them.
That.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
not even, hi, I just want to check on my order. Nope. You guys aren't too good at breakfast, huh?
And what if the guy said yes and hung up on you?
Hold on.
Well, no, the punchline is, so I'm thinking, oh, these guys should have been here half an hour ago. Where the heck's my breakfast? Because I'm on Eastern time. And, in fact, I was wrong. So I laughed with the guy. He was a very good sport about it. And offered to give me an extra muffin or something.
To set the stage for everyone where you are, you're in Madison, Wisconsin at a hemp expo. So I'm sure room service has been working double time, okay? So you're not the first complaint. Where's my food, man? Believe me.
I offered you a free snack.
Yeah.
How original.
Yeah, exactly. Doug is probably legitimately the only person who doesn't have the munchies. He's just hungry.
Although, yesterday, did you know that farmers were given a bonus big time to grow hemp? During the Dust Bowl days, after the Depression, hemp was outlawed for whatever the reason nobody can quite figure out. But then, before World War II started, the government was offering farmers big bonuses to grow hemp because they needed it for the rope for the ships and all other things for the war effort. So I believe that the whole fight against marijuana and hemp and other things was directed at blacks for the thought of the ignoramuses in America who thought that blacks were the only ones who used weed. And that it was just, you know, the kinds of things that were a part of the whatever the hierarchy of thinking at the time. Just amazing how ignorant people were. And that went on for a long time. And now hemp is coming back. It's been illegal in this country for 75 years. Now it's coming back and farmers are embracing it because it's a big cash crop. There are all kinds of things medicinally in it. And they're making hemp boards now. Wood, paper, all kinds of things I'm learning. Is a huge market for it.
I have hemp bed sheets that are super soft.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny that you say the thing about that there's a racial tie-in. Maybe you're right. I wouldn't think of that. To me, I always go with lobbying. And to me, the cotton industry put the hemp industry out of business. That makes the most sense to me because cotton and hemp are such rivals in terms of what can be done with the fabric and how it can be used in so many different ways. And actually, hemp is more sustainable than cotton. So to me, when hemp comes along and it has so many uses, that just kind of reeks of the cotton lobbyists just putting it out of business.
Could be. 20 before the hour here on the DJV Show.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now, that's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more, or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Yesterday, we told you about Bitcoin, a cryptocurrency and worldwide payment system. It's also the first decentralized digital currency, as Bitcoin works without a central bank. Instead, the network is peer-to-peer, and transactions take place between users directly. We asked Lorraine Murphy from The Daily Dot to explain.
There are two ways to get involved. One is to buy into it. You buy a Bitcoin, or you buy some other Bitcoin. It's like a cross between betting on horses and betting on foreign exchange markets. You are associated with a number, and that number is about 16 digits long, and it is unique to a Bitcoin wallet. And so the wallet is identifiable. The transactions that the wallet is doing, those are identifiable. But who owns the wallet? Nobody knows.
Interested in investing? Bitcoin's value today is somewhere around $8,000 to $9,000.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-572-9571. That's 800-572-9571. Again, 800-572-9571.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
42 and change after the hour now, the DJV show. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. So, Jen, we're focused on, I'm looking around the nation, around the world, for things going on that are of import. Man, look at the floods in the central part of our country. Five people have been killed. A lot of wind and rain blowing through Louisville and other areas that are in that, like through Kentucky and into Mississippi, down even in Texas. A lot of places. If you draw a line sort of from the Maritimes all the way down and then sort of it skews back up again, the upper Midwest has been saved from all of this. But where you are in California, Jennifer, there's a lot of people describing it as wild weather. I don't know if it's wild weather.
No.
It's maybe wild weather
it's
for
winter.
Los Angeles. It's wintertime, right.
So typically it rains in Los Angeles in February. This month it did not. And so now we're getting a little bit of rain towards, you know, the end of the month, beginning of May. And that's not unexpected. What people are freaking out about is that it's cold. So it's about, I think the high today is supposed to be 49, which is sort of unlike Los Angeles, especially when you have some rain, which means there'll be snow in the local mountains and the grapevine will be messed up and traffic will be a nightmare. And you deal with it. By the end of the week, it'll be 70 degrees again. Everybody will be complaining that it's so hot.
No, it won't be, I'm not coming back to L.A. until a week from Friday, so it'll probably be lousy weather till then. I'll bring it back. I have to go to Dallas next week for a couple of days. I'll bring some warm weather down there, and then I'll bring it back with me, okay?
I think I'm the only person on the planet who actually likes the rain. When it rains, I get excited. I'm happy. Just let it go. We need water here.
That little song, Albert Hammond, It Never Rains in Southern California. Remember that song?
I do.
Who remembers that song? Carol will find it for us. Whilst we go elsewhere around the nation, Girl Scouts are dreaming of a big year, and they're combining their sales efforts with Dunkin' Donuts. Mm. Wow. All of the Dunkin' Donuts are going to have Girl Scouts set up outside. Is that what's going on? Or are they doing their...
I think on weekends they're going to be inside some of the stores selling
cookies. Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. So here I was talking about seeing some cookies. I don't really have room to throw them in my bag because I'm normally a big supporter. I buy the cookies. But I was just thinking what you said. I'm here at a hemp convention, a farm convention.
I said that's like better than Bitcoin as far as currency goes.
Well, I just now remembered where I saw the Dunkin' Donuts. They're putting Dunkin' Donuts near marijuana dispensaries to sell cookies. I guess that makes good sense.
There was a story in Los Angeles just about, two, three weeks, it all blends together, not too long ago, about a Girl Scout who was very enterprising. And since we now have legalized marijuana in the state of California, I guess her mother let her go and sell Girl Scout cookies outside the dispensary. Now, she was walking up and down the sidewalk outside the dispensary because it's illegal for the Girl Scouts to sell cookies there.
Yeah.
But the Girl Scout organization was trying to figure out whether or not they could take the money from the sale of the cookies because she was in the general vicinity of a dispensary, even though she was walking up and down the street.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds silly.
I need to follow up. I don't know if they let her keep it. I don't know what she actually had to do.
So are thin mints still? They have coconut caramels.
Those are the Samoas. Those are
delicious. Yeah, the Samoas.
Love Samoas.
And they have the peanut butter cookie.
Good.
I've become a big fan of Reese's Pieces. I just buy
Reese's Pieces, what, the little, like, M&M-looking candies or the peanut butter cups?
And the peanut butter cups, too. I like those. They have the
I discriminate against Reese's Pieces. I do not
you don't
like them.
No,
but I love peanut butter cups.
I like the cups, and I try to pretend that they're healthy because there's peanut butter in them.
Yeah, right. Well, that's it. You see, that's why I am. You follow my train of thought.
It's protein.
Right. I need protein, so let's have some Reese's Pieces.
I don't know how the peanut butter cookie, though, will mix with coffee. See, that's the thing. Dunkin' Donuts, these are
really?
The flavors that you can add. Thin mints, coconut caramels, like the riff on Samoas, and then the peanut butter cookie. You can add that to iced coffee or a latte or whatever. I don't know
I
how
think
that one.
Good.
Is this another case of me burying the headline, Victoria?
Uh-huh, 100%.
Well, I get distracted thinking about all of
we know.
The smoke that's floating around here.
Yep.
All right. Also, those of you who have KitchenAid electric kettles, be warned from the danger, Will Robinson department. If you purchased a KitchenAid electric kettle anytime between September of 2013 and through now, actually, your unit may be subject to a recall because it has a serious burn risk. Whirlpool, which makes the KitchenAid brand, issued a recall of 40,000 kettles that were sold here, as well as 47,000 units sold in Canada and Mexico. The risk stems from a faulty handle, which can loosen and separate from the kettle, causing hot contents to spill on you. Of course, that's a burn hazard, and that's why the recall notice. So far, Whirlpool has gotten 79 reports of handles separating and... So if there are that many of them, I'd say if I had one of these things, I'd be bringing it back right away. Do not throw it out.
That was my first thought.
Get
throw it out.
Get the money back. Hello. Ding, 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 ding,
I'm
ding,
so
ding,
bad
ding,
like that.
Ding. All right, so here's a tell me whether this is sad news or not. Is it JNCO Jeans, J-N-C-O? Is that how they pronounce
JNCO.
It?
JNCO.
Really?
Jen, do you remember JNCO?
This is not sad news
for anyone who likes fashion.
They are men's jeans. Do they make women's jeans? I've only ever seen them on guys, but they have like really big pockets in the back. I think basically they're just very, very wide legged pants.
Clown pants is what I used to
wear. So I would not wear them.
No.
No.
I would hope not. You know what, I dated a guy a few years ago who told me once, he was like, you know what I kind of want? He was like, I saw someone wearing them. I kind of want to buy some JNCO jeans. And I was like, do not, or we will not be together anymore.
Did he buy the jeans?
He did not. But, I mean, obviously we're not still together. But
if that was an inclination, that's a bigger sign
that was
a
problem.
He's not right for you.
All right, from the People Department, Heather Locklear apparently is messing it up. I didn't realize she was such a toughie. She was arrested following some domestic incident. Was she beating up her husband?
It's her boyfriend.
Remember her from Melrose? Everybody? Melrose.
Yeah.
Melrose Place.
Yeah. And she was
She's been around a lot.
Was she on Knott's Landing or Dynasty? I always forget.
She was on Knott's. She was also with Hooker.
T.J. Hooker.
Yeah, right. She was his assistant, if you will. So they were called to her home in Thousand Oaks by her brother, because apparently Locklear and her boyfriend were fighting and she was getting the best of him.
Not the first time. The police got called when she was fighting with her last boyfriend, Jack Wagner, who was also a soap star.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Those two were
together for a while. Yeah.
She beat up a cop this time, allegedly.
The police said she was extremely uncooperative.
Right.
I think three cops, actually. I think went after them.
I mean, if she weighs 100 pounds soaking wet, I would have been surprised. And so
she's
this
little,
is serious.
But she's scrappy. She's mighty.
So somebody had to post $20,000 bail to get her out of the clink.
But the weird thing is, a couple hours after she posted bail, her boyfriend got pulled over and was given a DUI.
Great.
So clearly, the two of them are just a mess.
Yeah, they sound like a fun couple to hang out with.
It's not just alcohol. I think there might be some pills involved. I think they're making some cocktails.
Yeah.
10 minutes for the hour here on the DJV show.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
All right, here we go now, 53 after the hour into Tech Talk time. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. A couple of things here, some advice on using your smartphone in a particular way. And I'm going to take you, or Victoria's going to take you into the world of Instant Pot, but not the kind of pot that we've been talking about. Another kind of pot. Going to pot, if you will, right after this important news from the world of technology.
The Geek Out. It's okay to admit you like SpaceX. The Tesla Roadster and Starman floating through space, the twin rockets landing in unison back on Earth. It's cool to be geeky about that. But what we learned after the fact is there's also a small piece of new tech hidden in that car. A half-dollar-sized disc. It's called the Ark, and it contains a massive library of data all about humanity. The equivalent of 7,000 DVDs worth of storage on that little thing. It's the ultimate backup. And if you're wondering where exactly right now is the Starman, the Tesla, and the disc, there's a great new website providing real-time tracking. Whereistheroadster.com shows you exactly the current position in orbit. So to remind you later, I've put a link to that site on my Twitter timeline, at The Geek Out.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, let's get to our stories here, Victoria. How can we use our smartphone to prevent food poisoning? This is intriguing.
It is. Food scientists at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst have come up with a technique they say makes identifying food poisoning and avoiding it a lot easier. And it all comes down to your smartphone. Currently, to identify bacteria that makes you sick, like E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, food scientists use DNA testing. They'll sample something from raw spinach or chicken skin, anything that has a lot of bacteria, and then they have to wait for 24 hours for it to cultivate so they have a big enough sample. That takes, of course, time and a lot of specialized equipment. So the UMass food science professors say that they have actually invented a little chip that for $30, it's an attachment that goes onto your smartphone. It's a chemically coated chip that you dip into whatever the sample of water or bacteria is, and then it snaps right onto the camera phone on your smartphone, which turns it into a microscope. And from there, they'll have an app that will be able to analyze the data that it's seeing. And so far, it's actually working really well in all the different testing that they've done. And so they say this is still in its infancy. However, they have had a lot of interest from consumers, from city groups, if you think about it, to be able to test your water at home, if there's a natural disaster, we've had all the hurricanes last year, people didn't know is their water safe or not, if food is contaminated after it's been sitting for a while, things like that. This type of invention is going to be a groundbreaking change for all of that. So way to go, UMass.
Yeah, it really is inspiring. We talk about how dull some people are, how dull people are becoming because of technology, but every day we come across something
sometimes
like that.
Sometimes it's great.
Gives you hope. Right. Exactly. Yep. It's fabulous. So.
Sometimes it's really great.
All right, so you're going to bring me into the world of Instant Pot here?
It's not what you think.
One choke over the line?
Yeah, exactly. Well, fans of Instant Pot now... A lot of I have an instant pot.
You have to grow it. It's instant pot.
Right.
Really.
I have an instant pot. It is basically a slow cooker / pressure cooker. And these things have been hit. They have been going crazy on Amazon. They are the number one bestseller. The brand is called Instant Pot. I have one myself. It's really great. However, if you have certain model numbers, watch out, because these pots are overheating and melting on the underside, which can cause lots of damage to your kitchen, can cause sparks, fires, all kinds of things. So Instant Pot posted on their official Facebook page, they posted a warning to consumers saying that there are a small number of reports so far of the Gem 65 8-in-1 multi-cooker. Now, that is the one that has had all these melting issues, and they say you have to check the batch code, which is the 4-digit number on the bottom right of the label. So 17, 28, 30, 31, 34, and 46 are the model numbers that you need to return immediately. Stop using it immediately. We will post this on our Facebook page because I know how incredibly popular these Instant Pots are. I actually have to check my own. I don't know which batch number I have. But
danger.
Be safe and stop using it immediately.
Danger, danger, Will Robinson. All right, so that's good. Another nice job, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen together here on the DJV show at 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.